Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Be a light. We're all about that. Let us know about your kind acts. And they could be as small as just helping someone grab something off the shelf. But Mother Nature is being a light today by... It's going to get light earlier today? Is this true?
Yes. If you love the sun, sunlight, I've got good news for you. Today is the first day the sun is going to set after 5 p.m.
Oh, so it's going to be light later. Yeah. I got it confused. Oh, it's going to be light later.
Well, the sun will rise earlier too.
We'll have a longer day.
Longer day.
Man.
In 45 days, sunset's going to be after 6 p.m. 53 days. After 7 p.m. And in 96 days, after 8 p.m.
Those are my favorite days. When it's 8 o'clock and I'm still able to get things done and it doesn't. This dark by 4:30 thing, your kid gets off the bus, the sun is already setting. You're just trying to start your evening stuff and you're like, does anyone else want to just go to bed?
Right.
Mom, we have to have dinner. Does anyone else just want to call it a night?
So we had the countdown to Christmas, the countdown to New Year's. Yeah. Now it's the countdown to the sun being out later, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Longer daylight.
Every day closer to that summer solstice. Every day closer to that first 70-degree day here in Rochester.
All right. Mother Nature's trying to be a light, too. We're here for you. You know that. It's your B Morning Coffee Club. 92.5 WBEE, Rochester's new country.
Do you find that sons take after their mamas as far as traits a little bit more? Does your son take after Celeste more so than you?
In some aspects, yes. And he definitely talks to her about different things than me.
Yeah.
And it's so funny. I'll be like, so blah, blah, blah. Oh, well, I already talked to mom about that. I'm like, yeah, well, I want to know what's going on. So he does have a connection.
We've already talked that, Hope, you take after your dad as well. And that's pretty common. I take after my father. So, you know, I think that, I don't know, my son and I have a certain degree of sharing traits. I have an understanding of his personality a little bit more than Steve does because he takes after me in some ways, so I get it. His attention span is a lot like mine. Also, his need to step away and his need to, decompress, you know, is also the same as mine.
What? What are you two doing together?
I crocheted. I just started to crochet because it's a really good coping mechanism for me to just kind of shut everything off and just do the same kind of loop after loop after loop. So Liam was sitting next to me and he was like, that looks kind of cool. He sat there and watched me for a while. He was like, do you have any more? Can I try it? And I was like, sure. And he was like, yeah, I can see how this is cool, Mom. So we sat there next to me and we just didn't say anything to each other. And we shared this common coping mechanism. And then all of a sudden my husband comes in and he goes, what are you guys doing? And we were like, we're crocheting, if you don't mind. Well, what are you making? I go, it doesn't matter what we're making. Yeah. We're just going through the motions. I don't know. His looks like a scarf. Mine's a blanket. But we did it again last night. There was just a point in the evening, it was 8 o'clock, where we shut the TV off and my son and I sat and we just crocheted.
That's in silence? TV was off?
Coping mechanism. Mm. And I was like, see, I get this kid. It's like I've brought another little human being onto this earth that has the same similar traits as me. We always have a incomplete project on the table of some kind. Like a model car. where he could just kind of go when he needs to get away from whatever he's doing and fiddle with something for a while. We need to fiddle with something to get us away from, to shut off the real world. I'm finding that my husband doesn't understand. I go, it's not about we're making anything. It's coping mechanisms.
And I think it's great. And I the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Right. Your son is like you. You want to get Steve involved? I've got an idea.
Oh, boy. King of bad ideas over here.
Yeah. See if you agree or not. Keeping calm, coping mechanism. That's next. We're here to help you keep calm on a Wednesday. We all have different mechanisms to relax.
Yeah.
Be calm. Coping mechanisms. You just talked about you and your son are crocheting together.
Yeah, I'm so jealous. My grandma and my cousin used to crochet together, and I wanted to learn so bad, but I just can't sit still and like focus long enough to be able to do it. And like, I don't know, I would hate in Girl Scouts, we would do crafts, and I was like, what are we doing here? Wasting my time.
I got no time for crafts or crocheting. Steve walked in and was like, what are you guys up to?
Yeah.
You and your son just crocheting there?
In silence.
And that's okay.
It was just a coping mechanism because he takes after me, so I kind of know how to help calm him as well.
Okay. I got an idea for Steve to get involved.
All right.
Because oh, boy.
You did a beautiful blue blanket.
Yeah.
How about we get your favorite team's logo on it? I bet Steve would get excited about that. B-I-L-L-S.
Yeah.
Are you that good at crocheting? Could you weave it in?
I'm not in the weaving stages yet.
Okay. No logos, no
designs?
Great
idea, but I really am not qualified. God knows what it would say after I...
What's that supposed to be? All right, we're going to keep you calm. We want to know what your coping mechanism is. How can we help you? We're all different.
Yeah.
92.5 WBEE. 92.5 WBEE. Listeners are trying to help you. TJ, this cold crocheting thing, your coping mechanism, keeping calm on a Wednesday on the text line.
Yeah, it says, hey, you can crochet letters. I crocheted a Buffalo Bills blanket for my nephew. Oh, I'm sure I could. But who knows what's going to happen because I've never done it before. So if it's my first time and the B looks like a K or something and it says kills, I don't know.
No.
I'll be like, here you go. Whoa. I just like, you know what I mean? I could mess it all up.
I need to talk to your son, Liam. Please watch how she's spelling. Make sure it's B-I-L-L-S.
Does that look like a B or a K?
Yeah, oh, my goodness. Coping mechanisms to keep calm. You know, I try to keep it as positive as possible. I hate being negative.
You do.
But I also positively am an emotional eater. So my coping mechanism has been eating. You know, I talk about food. It's for a reason. That's my coping mechanism.
That makes you feel good?
Yes, and that's why I'm a happy, husky guy.
So you don't like, I mean... Do you find you don't just eat well socially? You eat a lot more in private, like by yourself quietly?
If it's in the fridge.
To calm your mind.
If it's in the fridge, if I'm cooking, I know it's there. That's my go-to.
Okay.
Yes, it is. But trying to be healthier, you know, that whole blood sugar thing.
Right.
Doctors telling you, you know, you got to
keep
it in check.
It's really messing up your coping mechanism.
It really is. So I started walking. My fresh air therapy, this cold weather.
Yeah.
I don't like, so people go to the gym, go on a treadmill. That does nothing for me, a treadmill. I like to be out.
Yeah.
The fresh air. And you know what? I figured it out. You could, for me, I could go further and longer walking outside.
Than on a treadmill.
Treadmill, you know why?
Because you're not going anywhere.
You could step off anytime.
Yeah.
You walk for 30 minutes. Guess what? It's an hour walk because you got to walk 30 minutes back.
Correct.
I figured that out one day. I stopped and I go, how long have I been walking? Oh, I got to start heading back. It's going to be an hour total walk. That's my new coping mechanism, walking.
Yeah, that's all these, like your positive self-talk. You know how all the time you're like, you know, just keep it bright. Keep it positive. I'm a positive one for my family. I'm a positive one for my wife. Like that's all coping mechanisms.
Yeah.
All of it. Some people, I don't know, I change my focus. That's what mine is. Like I change focus. Some people call a friend or a family member. Do you have someone... A loved one whose coping mechanism is calling and telling you their life.
Hope, what's yours?
I clean. So I'll get on a spree usually like Sunday night. My Sunday night reset going through. I've got a cleaning meditation I listen to.
Some
while
music?
I'm going through. No, it's a meditation specifically to clean to.
Wait a second. When you're having issues, can you swing by my townhome, knock on the door? I need to cope with something to clean. Come right in. It's all yours.
Come in. What YouTube video you need me to pull up for you?
Yeah.
Is that what you do? Like, it's like a meditation specifically for cleaning.
Yeah, I have a meditation app. And then within there, there's cleaning ones, there's journaling ones, there's walking ones.
All right. Hey, we all cope in different ways.
Is there a crocheting one? No, not yet.
How about you? What keeps you calm? Keeping you calm. 92.5 WB for Hope. It's cleaning. And you actually put something on to help you clean?
Oh, yeah. I have an app dedicated to cleaning meditations that are designed to listen to specifically while you're cleaning.
Go ahead, play that. Let's see what that sounds like.
Oh, my gosh.
Slow down and begin letting go of the day you've had. First, relaxing your body and opening up to the possibility of growth.
So you're like wiping things down and cleaning the house to that?
Yeah, I'm like putting dishes away.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm manifesting wealth, TJ.
It sounds a lot different than what I clean to. My cleaning day sounds more like this. Yeah. Yeah. Dancing around, wiping stuff down. Different vibe in my house on cleaning day.
Out of those two, which motivates you more? So you're doing it to project wealth.
It's over like manifesting everything.
Yeah.
Just trying to dance around.
What are you
doing,
funky cold cleaning over there? What are you manifesting? 92.5 WBEE.